Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so glad you've tuned in today, and I pray that today's devotional will be like a warm blanket on a cold morning, comforting, reassuring, and full of the peace only God can give. Today's message is titled God's Peace in Troubled Times, and the Bible text is from Isaiah 26 verse 3, which says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." There's a story that has stuck with me ever since I read it. It's the account of Horatio Spafford, a successful lawyer and devout Christian in the 1800s. After losing his young son to pneumonia, then most of his real estate business in the Great Chicago Fire, Horatio decided to take his family on a ship voyage to Europe for a time of healing. However, tragedy struck again when the ship carrying his wife and four daughters collided with another vessel and sank. All four daughters died. Only his wife survived. As Horatio sailed to meet his grieving wife, he passed the spot in the Atlantic Ocean where his daughters perished. It was there, in the middle of the ocean, surrounded by sorrow and storm, that he penned the timeless hymn. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." My friend, what kind of peace could anchor a man in such pain? That's not ordinary peace. That's God's peace. A peace that surpasses all understanding according to Philippians 4 verse 7. And that peace is available to you today. We all go through storms. Maybe you're walking through one right now. Maybe it's the stress of finances, a sick loved one, a broken relationship, or simply the pressures of daily life. Can I ask you, what's troubling your heart today? Jesus knew we would face turbulent times. That's why he said in John 14 verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Now notice, he didn't promise the absence of trouble. He promised peace in the midst of it. Think about the story in Mark chapter 4 verses 35 to 41. Jesus was with his disciples on a boat when a violent storm broke out. The wind roared, the waves crashed, and fear gripped them. And where was Jesus? Asleep. Yes, resting peacefully in the storm. Isn't that interesting? The storm didn't shake him because he carried a peace greater than the storm. When the disciples cried out in fear, Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And there was a great calm. Let me ask you, do you believe Jesus can still speak peace into your storm today? Can you trust that his calming presence is with you, even when your emotions are not calm? Peace isn't the absence of conflict. Peace is the presence of Christ. You don't have to understand the situation fully to trust him completely. Pause for a moment and reflect. What area of your life feels like a storm right now? Have you invited Jesus into that boat with you, or are you trying to row through the waves on your own strength? Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 reminds us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Beloved, as you go into today, remember this. You are not alone. No matter the storm, God's peace is your anchor. Fix your thoughts on him. Take deep breaths, whisper his name, and rest in his calming presence. He is not shaken. He is not panicking. And if Jesus is in your boat, you will not sink. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the promise of peace even in troubled times. Thank you for being our anchor when the waves of life rage around us. I pray for every listener today. Calm their anxious hearts. Speak peace, Be still over every storm they are facing. May they sense your presence, walk in your strength, and live in the confidence of your unfailing love. Lord, go ahead of them into this day. Guide their steps. Fill their hearts with peace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this devotional encouraged you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who may be going through a storm. Let's spread God's peace together. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a 1-year daily Bible reading plan, on our website. Go in God's peace today and remember, in every trouble, God is near, and His peace is enough. God bless you richly.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.